Welcome to Lit Poetry, the podcast where we go on a journey of discovery, reading, analyzing, and discussing great poetry from around the world. Poetry is worth it because the reading and writing of poetry is a revolutionary act that has the potential to transform both the reader and our world.
Welcome to the final episode of the Lit Poetry podcast for Season 6. And to an exploration of the poem Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. This poem is read to you by the wonderful Maddie Overall from Maddie's Storyland channel on YouTube. I again recommend that you check out Maddie's work online. Let's begin by listening to the poem.
Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake, to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds, the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.
So let's start by talking a little bit about nature versus society. In Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening, the speaker recounts a moment of stopping to observe the falling snow while travelling through the woods at night on horseback. Alone in the forest, the speaker contemplates the natural world and its contrasting relationship with society. The poem, authored by Frost, deliberately avoids a singular interpretation, portraying the natural setting as simultaneously captivating and overwhelming. The woods entice the speaker to linger in the dark and cold, suggesting that nature is both alluring and threatening, resisting attempts to control it while providing a refuge from the demands of civilized life. The poem establishes a clear distinction between the natural world and human society. The speaker initially ponders the ownership of the property being traversed. Whose woods are these, I think I know. However, the absence of anyone to prevent the speaker from trespassing implies the futility of ownership, highlighting the ineffectiveness of human attempts to dominate the natural environment. The landowner's dwelling in the village further underscores the separation between society and the woods, emphasizing the owner's inability to monitor or influence the woods' transformation into a snowy landscape. The absence of signs of civilization accentuates the isolation of nature from society. The surroundings lack nearby farmhouses, and the only audible sounds aside from the horses' harness bells are those of the wind. The speaker, conceptually standing on another's woods, is physically isolated, illustrating the inadequacy of abstract constructs like ownership. This reinforces the idea that claims of owning land become inconsequential when the claimants are absent. The setting, distant from village sights and sounds, places the speaker alone between the woods and frozen lake on the darkest evening of the year, further portraying nature as a cold and ominous realm distinct from societal constructs. Nevertheless, the woods' allure complicates the notion of nature as an entirely inhospitable place for humans. Despite the seemingly sober atmosphere, the speaker describes the sweep of easy wind and downy flake, evoking a sense of calm and comfort in the setting. The wind is characterized as gentle or mild, and the snowflakes are likened to soft feathers found in blankets or pillows. The final stanza emphasizes the speaker's appreciation for the lovely, dark and deep woods, underscoring a particular interest in the solitude they offer. While the speaker acknowledges societal obligations, with the phrase promises to keep, suggesting a pull to continue the journey, the woods present a tempting pause and a place of rest. In that moment, the speaker halts simply to watch the falling snow, experiencing a rare opportunity for quiet reflection amidst the stimulating demands of society. The final theme I want to discuss today is that of hesitation and choice. Throughout the poem, the speaker appears caught in a dilemma between societal obligations and nature's allure, unable to decisively choose between them. The contemplation of these alternatives leads to a broader consideration of the nature or perhaps the impossibility of making choices. The speaker's initial and concluding states are marked by hesitation, expressing uncertainty about the ownership of the woods. This vacillation sets the tone for the poem, suggesting a central theme of the speaker grappling with uncertainty. The physical setting reinforces this sense of indecision as the speaker stands between the woods and the frozen lake, literally positioned between two landmarks. Additionally, the poem takes place on the darkest evening of the year, symbolically situated between the seasons of autumn and winter, accentuating the speaker's precarious position between various options, implying the potential for choice between physical worlds and, later in the poem, between societal responsibilities and a personal yearning for solitude. However, the poem leaves ambiguity regarding whether the speaker actively chooses to fulfill their promises or merely acquiesces to societal expectations as an inevitable aspect of life. The decision appears complex, and it appears unclear if the speaker willingly continues on their path or reluctantly accepts the obligations imposed by societal norms. Despite the inclination to stay in the lovely woods, practical constraints seem to prevent the speaker from doing so. Alternatively, the final stanza might suggest that the speaker has not yet departed from the woods. The mention of miles to go and the dreamlike repetition in the closing lines could imply either an extensive journey ahead or a descent into slumber, symbolising a refusal to make a definite choice. This interpretation adds another layer of complexity to the poem, challenging a straightforward reading and proposing that the tensions between society and nature, as well as between duty and individualism, persist in a state of perpetual uncertainty. So that's it for another episode and for season 6. We'll be back in a month or so with a new set of poems. Thanks for your ongoing support for the Lit Poetry Project. We'll finish by listening one last time to the poem. See you next time.
Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds, the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.
You've been listening to the Lit Poetry Podcast, presented by James Laidler. For more podcasts, poetry videos, and other useful resources, visit our website at www.litpoetry.com. Thanks for listening.